Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let's fly.
Our special guest from Hawaii, an emergency worker with a long accredited background, is there, lives there, is going to be joining us coming up. Does he want us to move on to the next story and forget about it? No, we're not going to. But let me get into Owen Schroyer. So you read this Gateway Pundit article and you think, is it really that bad? No, it's. I love the Gateway Pundit. They're great people. It's way worse than they're saying, okay? So, no, the story's not accurate. It's way worse. InfoWars host Owen Schroyer pleads guilty to role in January 6th riot because they're going to put him through the whole D.C. trial, the rest of it. Statements of offensive details, complete absence of criminal conduct. And they go on to say because of his political speech, they're calling for jail time. DOJ prosecutors seek 120 days in prison at least for Owen Schroyer for speaking out against stolen 2020 election, a speech crime. But let's not just believe the Gateway Pundit. And I appreciate him covering it. It's much worse. Here is the sentencing recommendation 2 days ago filed. And they say the Democrats are communists. Schroyer did not step foot inside the Capitol. He didn't need to. Schroyer helped create January 6th. Showing you the document. And it goes on here in the charging document to say he continued, and they give the video mark from the show. He continued, we will not accept the fake election or the child molester Joe Biden, the Chinese communist agent Joe Biden. All that's true, by the way. We know where he belongs, and it's not in the White House. Then they go, he's not repentant. He then again on the show in August said this. So again, they're in the document saying that he is not repentant. They go on to say he does not reverse his narrative on January 6th, but he says it was staged by the feds. He goes on. Notably, for the misdemeanor defendant like Schroyer, the absence of violence or destructive acts is not a mitigating factor. Had Schroyer engaged in such conduct, he would have faced additional criminal charges. Schroyer cannot light a fire near a can of gasoline and then express concern or disbelief when it explodes. So you go to a protest and something bad happens, it's your fault. They go on to say we want to impose a larger sentence because, again, he is not repentant for what he has said or what he has done. And he said on August 27th that he still believes that the election was stolen. That's America, ladies and gentlemen. That's our country. And that's him facing sentencing next week. Owen Schroyer is not repentant. He's still saying they stole the election, and he said again on August 27th, Biden's a pedophile. Well, if he's wrong, that's his free speech or suing. No, they don't care. All right, we have a special guest coming up, and I noticed that he's got another fellow with him, so we'll find out who that is. And we really appreciate him joining us, and we'll be breaking it all down when we return next segment in just 2 minutes from now. We will also watch Owen today at 3 p.m. Central with the War Room. But it really hit me this morning that Owen, no criminal record, a great guy, is facing jail and may not even be here next week if they decide to throw him in prison. And the feds have been like, well, don't complain too much. It may be longer. They could do a year. But again, that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And that's how this works. But you can fight back against this tyranny. You can share the word about the broadcast. You can share the clip and audio. And you can pray for Owen, and you can buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock, discounted. Bodies back in stock. The great products you need. Atkinson on air. Take action now. I didn't realize this was back this week. I thought it was next week. I come in this morning. It's back in the warehouse, ready to roll. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And the first thing I did was pop one of these bad boys. Overhead shot, please. Look how full this bottle is. Right to the top, folks. Right to the top with these 95% curcuminoid. Again, most turmeric formulas are 5%. Some are maybe 10. The other strongest brands are 75%. This is 95%. Super concentrated. So like taking one pill is like taking 10 of the average pill. It's that powerful. Or more. So they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Hold out for almost 8 months. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's Friday, September 8, 2023, and we're not talking about conspiracy theories here today. We're not talking about theoretical things. We're not talking about things that are fiction or postulating possible futures. We're talking about what is known to be deployed, that is being rolled out right now against humanity. And one of my greatest frustrations, I've been on air 29 years, is I had to read Pentagon documents that were public 25, 26 years ago about spider goats that are part spider that create body armor through their milk for the Pentagon for a giant project. And China has it as well. And callers would call in and say, there's no way we have goats spliced with spiders. That's just made up. This week they came out and said, yeah, we've created humanoids in the laboratory that don't have any sperm or eggs involved or any parents. But we're not going to upset you. It's discreet. We're not going to show them to you. So see, we don't have little gray men from Mars landing, little green men. We don't have foreign aliens proven here, but we have alien life forms being created on Earth. So here we are. On this special Friday transmission, the Alex Jones Show 2.0, exclusively at Steven Crowder and the Mug Club.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Some of the breaks, we have more time. Steve Slepcevic is our guest, and his bio would take an hour to go over, but he is an emergency manager and has been involved in a lot of different emergencies around the world. He also has a firefighter friend of his that's been involved. They live in Hawaii. SlepcevicSlepcevic.com, SlepcevicSlepcevic.com, and he has his associate with him, Sam Eaton. So I think it's best we start off here with you guys introducing yourselves, and then I wanted to get you on because I saw your reports and things a few weeks ago, but you were too busy with the helicopters and the aid and getting around the exclusion zone there in Lahaina, Maui, and the rest of it. But that story's already moved off. We moved on to other things. I don't want to move off from that because it's really illustrated with the tyranny. Plus, those are fellow Americans and Hawaiians that don't deserve what's happened to them. So introduce yourself. Tell us who you are. And then you'll have the floor here to give us your prognosis and your analysis of what's really happened with the blocking the people in and turning the water off and not triggering the emergency alarms and the high winds and leaving the power on. And then now the mayor and the emergency manager saying, don't look at social media, don't research, just shut up. And they're trying to keep the media out. Even people miles away, they come up and harass them. Thank you so much for joining us. And so why don't you, Steve, introduce this. Again, tell us who you are and tell us who your firefighter associate is and then break down what happened.
Okay. So been at this business since 1989. The first storm I ever worked, first disaster I ever deployed to was Hurricane Andrew. That was many, many years ago. Then after that, it was the earthquake in 94 in Northridge. It was the civil unrest, what you want to call the Rodney King riots in Los Angeles. So wherever the a wide area disaster is happening, be it natural or unnatural, we're typically right there what we call on day one. In some cases, like the many hurricane deployments we have, we're there 3-4 days ahead of time working for the critical infrastructure facilities like the hospitals, the airports, the shipping ports, all that type of stuff, really bringing in the fuel, the power, additional paramedics, additional security teams, because everyone's leaving the area. This has been our life's work. My associate here is Sam Eaton. He's a former battalion chief, 30 plus years in the fire service. Sam, I'll let you share a little bit about your background.
I'm 30 years with the South Florida Fire Department here now with the SRP the last 3 years. My background is I've obviously worked as a battalion chief for 12 years on the last part of my career, and I was involved in the Emergency Operations Center, Battalion Command for disasters. As Steve, my first storm was actually Hurricane Andrew, so it goes all the way back to that point. To be with this organization, this company, to deploy and still be in service in retirement here is an honor. So
for that's sure. Incredibly important. Well, describe what your company does, because I saw you, wanted you on the show, the amazing things you do, and you've been all over this. So to tell people about what your company does, and let's get into what you've done in Maui and give us your expert analysis on what's happening.
Yeah, so we do, because we do planning, the planning that we do is a very high level, right? In this business, I'm a solutions guy. So with a little bit of an engineering background was where I started. Every time I'd see these plans fail, my job was to go in there and find a better solution. So in the process of creating these plans, I embedded a highly trained critical response team to be a part of that plan. So typically when we get into these wide area disasters, the first thing that we do is we show up at the EOC, the Emergency Operations Center. We announce ourselves. We say, here's our capabilities. We have the abilities to bring in X amount of security teams, power up the entire municipality, the hospital, the ports, whatever is needed. We can help with cleanup, the remediation.
So it's very similar to a military, very similar to a military operation.
Very much so, yeah. And we're a private contractor, so we move much faster without any government red tape, right? And so it's real simple. And in all my experience of doing this 33-plus years, we're welcomed in, right? We show up. They're like, oh, you have this? Okay, can you do that? Can you handle this? You know, everything from satellite phones to setting up comms to setting up everything that needs to be done, sanitation, base camp.
And I've been reading your site, and I'm going to give you the floor, but that's what I'm getting from you and what the locals say and everything. Their default not following standard procedure to even render aid or take help. I mean, so what you're saying is, I know you're about to go there, is that you've never seen it before where you're blocked.
Yeah. I mean, it was a straight arm approach. They're like, we have this handled. I'm like, well, looking around you, based on results, you don't. You know?
Obviously responded to multiple incidents across the country in different deployments and stuff. When we came into Maui, there was it was like a ghost town from a standpoint of support. You're seeing locals having to dig down and do things that normally the government would be there actually providing. They were bringing in food and supplies from the water side because they couldn't get in through the roadways because they were blocked off by the government. So my heart goes out to the Maui people. As they lost all of this, and in the midst of all of that, they did not get the support, at least for the first couple of weeks that they needed.
Well, let's go back and start there because I interrupted because I'm not an emergency manager like you. But I follow disasters. I cover it. Normally, all the help accredited groups, they bring you in. That is so critical. That's what the locals all said. Day one, people even from their own town couldn't bring in groceries. So there was a day one cover up what's happening. I mean, you could see the cover up.
Yeah, the cover up was going in the government sector of it. But what was interesting was they set no perimeter on it. So one of the people that I know is a chef in town, he didn't even know about the fire. He was driving from out of town where he lives. As he drove into town, there was no security. There was no perimeter. He's driving by burnt vehicles with bodies slumped over the steering wheel, like a vehicle of four people burned.
I mean, talk about twilight zone. No one even – so they had a lockdown during the fire, but not at first, right after.
Correct. And there was another one of our friends who's a security guard who was trying to go by the traffic where they had blocked – the cops had blocked off – for one area where they said the power lines were down. But it was interesting because people were coming off the hill, and then they were pushing everybody from both other exits into the center, causing a massive pileup. And the cop that was standing in...
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Missing. That's not counting undocumented. That's not counting homeless. And just in the front page of the Honolulu's newspaper today, they're still missing 500 children, and they don't know.
Wow.
So that, there's people were wiped off the face of the earth, and there's not a damn peep of word out of the media. Nobody understands this, but this was a huge – this is on a level of 9/11 life of loss. You're talking about probably close to 2,000 people dead, gone, and perished, and there's nobody talking about it. Thank you for – keeping it relevant, Alex.
Wow. So you've been all over the country. You've seen this everywhere. You've been doing it for decades together, I guess collectively 60 years, the two of you. And what you're saying is what we see in the hearings, what we see in the city council meetings, the blocking off the roads, the BlackRock that owned the power company not trimming the trees, all of that. I know it's speculation, but just pulling back, what do the locals think happened? And what do you think really went down?
So, if you wanted a perfect storm scenario that you wanted to rebuild the city to bring it into a new green, modern, you know, 15-minute type scenario, this is how you do it. You just burn it down. When you had the Chinook winds blowing off that thing, they can't find. There's so much misinformation as to how the fire started. At the end of the day, anybody could have gone up there, lit a match, or started the fire, and that pattern was going to take Lahaina out. When you push 60-something firefighters into Kula, right, which is what they did, they had, I think, 13 engines. There wasn't a firefighter down on Front Street. So if you're going to remodel and rebuild the city, you cannot do it with all the historic things in that are grandfathered in. The only way to do it is to level the city. Now you have a clean palette that the government's going to pay to demo, clear all the stuff out, and basically rezone the area. People are just going to lose their land. So if you want to take the most prime real estate, this is how you do it.
Well, that's what locals say is it was a choreographed destruction, because you look at every step to mess up. I get there's incompetence, but to mess up so many times so perfectly is – and then to cover it up and then to not render aid, because I guess if this whole family's dead, they won't be able to stand up. They're probably will be taken.
It's hard to put your finger on either side of that coin. And honestly, you can't discount either side of it. It looks like to me there's enough there that shows a horrific non-orchestrated missteps over and over again that led to this disaster. But there's still questions in my mind about some of the things that actually went down, and it's hard to put your finger on
exactly.
Directly.
Either way, they're covering it up, so we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Make your points, because I got 1,000 questions, but you're there. What are the key points people need to know?
I think one of the things we're expressing as a company is safety. This is and Steve will tell you this. We've worked since we got here. My background, I'm actually a director for a cancer prevention team in Florida. And as soon as I got here, this is a post fire scenario. There the particulate that's in the area, just in the air alone, anytime trucks are driving by, this stuff is being rolled up. And we're talking about arsenic. We're talking about heavy metals, asbestos. We're talking about, petroleum products, polyaromatic hydrocarbons, benzenes. Yeah, you can name the list. Look at any typical structure fire and any just a regular home fire, and you're going to find those things. Now you're talking on a mass scale. So there's an area right now that people shouldn't be going into. So when the government says we don't want you down there, there is a heavy health risk. If you look at the number of people that have been injured and affected by 9/11
this is East Palestine, basically.
Yeah, this is one of those things right now that you're talking about. years that this is going to impact the environment, not just ecologically, but the health concerns for the public. So we initially put out a safety briefing right off the bat. You need to protect yourself, make sure you're on respiratory protection, that you're covered completely, that when you go down there, don't bring your kids down there if you're allowed to go to your property. This is not a place to play around. If you get in there, make sure you get what you need and then get out. Make sure you clean yourself up and disrobe or just get rid of your clothing because this stuff is just highly toxic. So that's one of the things that we've been working on with the public and obviously helping them understand that because firefighters have an understanding of it. We certainly do as emergency management, but the general population, the workers, the volunteers, the people that are coming in for us contractors, they just have no clue. Nobody's wearing anything.
Well, let's be clear. Hold on, Steve. I'm going to go to you, but
yeah,
you've been to a bunch of emergencies, probably hundreds. You've never seen, you said earlier, the cover up here. So what is the current state of the cover up? And get to your point.
You know, to me, when you see the President Biden walking down the center of Front Street with no personal protective equipment on, no respirators, no nothing, just walking down the middle with all his representatives. Meanwhile, everybody along the other sides of either side of the roads, all the USAR teams are all fitted out, right, with their PPEs to make sure that they're not absorbing this stuff through their skin, through the air, through whatever else. That's sending the wrong message. The other part of it is some of the homes that we've tested in the area for the Native Hawaiians, we've done that as a courtesy, just pro bono. Let's get a CIA-certified industrial hygienist. Let's pull some samples from inside your living quarters, your attic, from your bedroom, from the can lights, from your mattress, from the kids' toys. All the stuff is hitting way hot with carcinogens, highly toxic stuff that is getting...
So this is like 9/11 where they covered up the dust.
100%.
It's terrible.
It is 100% that. And that's not inflating it. The test results show what it is. You know, so it's going to have a long-term health impact on it. Once the rains kick up, this stuff starts washing into the ocean, all the heavy metals going into the fish. This is another environmental disaster. They're not setting up booms. They're not doing anything on that aspect of it.
Well, yeah. I mean, Biden said he did a great job. He won't go to East Palestine. So clearly, total incompetence or premeditated, this has really gotten the public's attention. That's a good thing.
So let me add one thing to it. So with Archie Kalepa, if you know who he is, he's the waterman, right? The lifeguard that in Hurricane Iniki rescued 11 people during the hurricane. He's the one that invented the ski with the sled and the rescue ski. He's the one who also invented the tow-in surfing. Archie Kalepa is the guy leading the Native Hawaiians. He's been on multiple meetings with Tulsi Gabbard, a close personal friend of mine. As a matter of fact, we're doing a paddle out today. It's 1 month today since the fire happened. So the team is taking a break at noon Hawaii time, and the whole crew is paddling out. They're doing a helicopter flower drop. You know, everybody's locking arms. The boat line is going to be showing up. It's there to express
boost morale,
our respect that we lost, you know. But on January 20th, the goal here is what I'm empowering these Hawaiian people to do is to lock arms, right? So the group put together for January 20th, they're looking to bring 40,000 people to Maui to lock arms around the entire fire line, all the way up into the hills and all the way down to the coastline. So when you keep putting pressure...
Steve, stay there. This is important. Mobilizing the locals will not be taken over by Oprah and Bill Gates and The Rock and all of them that want the land. You're there to mobilize them for their rights and to make sure this doesn't happen again. Because, folks, they did this in California, not cutting the trees back in the last few years. They know exactly what they're doing. They're doing it again here, and it's neglect on purpose, bare minimum. We'll be right back. Separately, we got some really, 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 really good news. Because it's a great product you love, and people want it, and it funds our operation at 360 Win. Bodies, ultimate turmeric formula, the strongest you're going to find anywhere. Jam-packed, a big old giant bottle of stuff that destroys inflammation, that empowers your neurological system, you name it. I mean, it's just so amazing. God gave it to us, and it's the strongest humanoid out there. Other leading brands are like 70% curcuminoid. Most brands are 5% cumin, and that still does a great thing for you. This is the strongest anybody makes, 95% curcuminoid. I am so glad this is back. I have been out of this myself for months. We've been sold out of this for almost 7 months. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Segment, but just pulling back, the way they're covering it up, the way they're blocking aid, the way the mayor and the police chief say, don't look at social media, don't ask questions. Again, I'm not an emergency manager like you, but I've been on air 29 years. I cover disasters. I cover this. I know this. Use this like bring any aid you've got if you're a certified group. What have they done trying to block you coming in? Because I know up until even a few days ago, we're a month into this now, people are having to show up in jet skis, sailboats, motorboats, to bring aid in, and then we've had reporters that live there, real estate agents and stuff, that are like, they're videotaping burnt cars and the police show up and say, you can't do that. That's not America. What do you really think's going on? And then just get into the, all the other general points you want to make, because I'm going to ask the questions, but I want you to direct where we go now.
Three thoughts?
As I pointed out earlier, I think you look at some of this stuff, it was a perfect, horrific storm of issues that led to this tragedy. And that's what it looks like when most of the intel after the last being here almost a month. And by the way, today is 1 month. I didn't know if you knew that or not, but I didn't know if you said that 1 month ago today was the fires. And that first couple of weeks was insane. And to watch these, we were talking to locals, you know, just basically saying, hey, listen, what are you seeing out there? And they would break down crying. Like, they would literally just in front of us just start sobbing. And this happened several times where, you know, the emotions would just pour out. And the urgency for them was, where's the help? You know, we're citizens. We're Americans. We've been here. We're loyal. Where's the loyalty to us? And to watch these people just scrape and grind to try to get support down to their local brothers and sisters and families, it was terrible. So that from that standpoint, again, these are all head scratchers for us. To watch that kind of just disconnect with the people. There was one point where they were sending teams in. I remember this vividly. And there's a group. Steve mentioned Archie Kalepa. He has a team of generational individuals that are around him, and there's an area called Hawaiian Homes, and the government, with all this mistrust already going on, and 2 weeks into this, the government sent down FEMA groups to go into their home area, and they're all masked up, they're all geared up, they've got, but some of them are rightfully so, they're law enforcement officers, so they have weapons on them, and they showed up in this community to start walking through, and they're like, no, time out. We already don't trust you enough, and you're going to show up unannounced. Like, this guy's a leader in this culture.
Yeah, the first thing you do when you show up somewhere, whether you're a reporter or the police, is you make contact with the locals.
It was insane. Yep. They had to stop and say, you're not going to go. You're going to scare people. You're going to walk in, knocking on doors. We're just coming in to see what the test the area. And it was probably rightfully so. These crews, they mean the best. They're on a mission. They have certain things. But
no, I got it. But whoever is sending them in is not giving them basic sociological etiquette.
It's offensive. It's literally offensive. And I'm not even Hawaiian. I was offended. I was embarrassed for government at that point, when they had been in communication. Here's the thing. They'd already been in communication with Archie and his team. They'd already been talking to him several times, but they can't let him know that I'm going to send 50 guys and dress up all
the time. So, Steve, make your points. What's the bottom line here? Because people smell a cover-up. I've seen the meetings, the local government meetings. No one's buying in. Whether it's total perfect incompetence or some larger nefarious plan that you kind of alluded to, this is big.
Yeah, so if you're constantly lying to the public and the public's finding out as about your lies and it's being evident because the results don't lie, people stop trusting the government. I mean, the local Hawaiians were helping the Hawaiians, right? And so they set up their own EOC and they started doing their own calculations of who they know is missing. So they're not counting on the government, and that's why I'm saying this is a very interesting place. So it was interesting for them as local Hawaiians to reach out to their Haole brothers going, hey, I need you because I trust you, right? And so I find that as this thing moves on, we're going to be back at this video we're talking about today. January 20th, when that whole locking of the arms of the Hawaiian people, the natives organizing this thing to bring everybody together, we're going to see exactly where this train is headed, right? What track is it set on and what new policies are put in place? But our job, and I feel like it's my job, is to empower them and take all the knowledge and information I've had from all the past fires, all the past disasters, how government steps in, how BlackRock steps in, how their development department step in and buy up these properties.
Exactly. We're about to find out because we see the setup, but the confirmation will be them trying it. And the governor said 2 days in, we're going to take the land. They're so arrogant. I mean, that's wild.
And I know it firsthand because you know, indirectly, I've been on calls with the guys at BlackRock that are actually operating the system to buy into the system. So I have another call with them coming up, and it's interesting because I know how this program works. And so when we have a chance, Alex, we can talk about this offline. I can't put this out there, but I deserve to have a conversation with you about that specific thing of how this machine is working.
No, I want you to continue to give us updates because we don't even have the funds to get there and have the crew and do it. That's how much we're under attack. But just you guys have the floor. I'll jump in here. But just as American citizens, what does your gut tell you for the local saying? Where do you see this going? I think you said it. They're already trying to take the land. And now that the public's awake, this is going to be explosive. And we're sad people died. It's terrible. But this is a beta test, like California, where they won't cut the trees around the power lines in areas, and then it causes the fires. I mean, this is the rewilding project. So I think BlackRock's about to run into a brick wall here.
Yeah, I think that these people are banding together. The Hawaiian natives are used to wars. I mean, this is Lahaina is the capital, the kingdom, the Hawaiian kingdom from the started in the 1700s, right? I mean, Archie Kalepa is eighth generation Hawaiian, so. This is a place that's going to, I think it's going to come to a massive turf war, and they're hoping that the people are just going to give up their land. And I think that, you know, for the people that really say they want to do right, help them rebuild what they had before, right? The Oprahs of the world, you know, the Jason Momoas, all these other people that are out there that are saying they're going to debase.
That was my next question. She's worth $2.5 million. He's worth $800 million. They put $5 million in a piece to a trust that is that they get paid back from, then they tell the public to give money. That really blew up in their face.
Yeah, and what they're doing is they're using their influence to try to direct the way these people are going to rebuild. But if they follow the way they want it, they'll support it. You understand? They're already putting this trajectory to control what it is and how this little peasantville of workers and low income is going to be their workforce to support their operations on their
island.
And
that's the perfect microcosm. You've got some of the most expensive real estate in the world that was a whaling colony and the original seat of the Hawaiian royalty that was blue collar that wouldn't sell out, and then this magically happens to them. I mean, you couldn't make this stuff up.
No, you could talk about things being accidental, negligent, but there comes a point where you're like, you know what, you can't have this many constant missteps and it not be planned, right? I mean, I'm just, you know, having responded to these things for 33 years, I've never seen anything ever like this, and I've never said that. This is one disaster on another level that, and let it slow play, because eventually the people would just give up their property. They're just going to give up their property. Let's just
have a choice.
Let these things play out because they control all the puppet strings out here.
Unless somebody steps in, they won't have a choice.
And because they don't control the new zoning, all of their grandfathered in. So you've been there a month. You've been there covering this as months or a little less than a month. What is the current exclusion zone? What is the current cover up like?
Well, right now, I think some of the stuff that's going on the environmental side of it. There's debris that they're taking off what they call in the phase one.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Put an apparatus at one single commercial structure fire. If the rating, if you're too close, you're going to damage that vehicle. So think about that. Plus added oxygen, added fuel. The fire can't escape. The heat's laid down.
It's like a bellows. That's how blacksmiths work. You put air into a fire, it makes it hotter.
Exactly. So this is what to me. Looks like it created what you typically wouldn't see in a fire, that the homes being burned to the ground because the fire just had nowhere else but to lay down on itself, and it was continual fueled. This thing jumped amazing distances. Normally in a and Steve will tell you this as well. He's got great experience with wildland fires from his standpoint as well. That things will jump. These brands will jump. Well, imagine 70 mile an hour jump. That's how fast this thing was. People could not get out of the way. I am really infuriated about the alarms not being sounded, for sure, because this was a perfect example of a all hazards alarm needing to be sounded.
Yeah, we saw the mayor. I'm not a rocket scientist, but if you raise an alarm, which is the best alarm system in the U.S., you see fire coming at you. You know what the alarm's saying. So the idea is, I didn't sound it because you'd run towards the fire. That doesn't make sense.
That's insanity. They would know why as soon as they stepped out of their house, if they were able to.
We got about 10 minutes left. You guys just dump your guts here as experts in emergency management and firefighting about what went down here, what we should do.
You know, the thing is, this is happening more and more, Alex, right? It's not just the fires.
You see, like in that area, all the comms went out, right? So no one could actually contact loved ones. And so I always tell people every wide area disaster, including, you know, Ian, Ida, this last one, Idalia, right? Then you see this Lee, this hurricane that may join forces with another one that's pushing behind it, right? I always tell people, you know what, get a family plan together, because it's not just the hurricanes, but if what we see going into 2024, you better have a family plan together. You better have sat phones for every one of your family members. We have it. I have it for my wife and my kids, right? Everyone's phone numbers are plugged. Every one of the team members on SRP, every one of our vendors, fuel, power, security, everyone. And we do a quarterly call with everybody, right? Everybody knows with them in order. Get your house in order. Have a plan that's going to be nonverbal and verbal, right? Because the one thing that I see is so many lives are lost in this because they didn't know what was going on. They didn't know what direction it was going on. And the fact that so many kids were lost and people are not talking about it, I mean, there's so much pain in these people's eyes that we see here on a daily basis. It's horrific. It's something that should never happen. So I'm saying, don't wait on the government. I mean, look, even if you go back to Northridge, right, 1994, L.A., the Northridge earthquake, 7 seconds. The entire fire department was maxed out in 7 seconds. They're not coming for you. Law enforcement's not showing up at your house. Get your house in order. Get prepared. Get ready. And be prepared that if you want to stop an uprising, turn your cell phones off. Turn social media off. No one's moving. Learn how to operate without this, cell phone. Learn how to operate without it.
I would say this in closing also, just as we're talking about the firefighters and the law enforcement, these are Hawaiians. These were people from Maui. These are brothers and sisters. They're part of the community. And when you talk to the firefighters, they were just as desperate as everybody else was. This was a difficult scenario for everybody. And the firefighters, the first responders, the people that they tried their hardest to stop this thing from getting to the place that it got to. And the conversations that we've had with these frontline workers, you can see it in their face that there's a weight of responsibility. They understood that they needed to be there for their community, and they couldn't get there. They couldn't do what they needed to do. Firefighters got trapped. There's some videos out there as well, and they were clearly, thankfully, saved. But they got trapped in the fire trying to put this thing out. And I just want to throw that out that there's some great people in the federal
team. No, you're absolutely right. People. We don't blame the individual firefighters or police. They're compartmentalized. You're on a radio. You're told, go block this road. Other cops are told, block that road in the town as the fire is coming. So we know the emergency manager was in Honolulu at a meeting. So was the other emergency manager. So we need an investigation of who gave the orders. We're not blaming individual officers or firefighters. They were just sent where they were supposed to go, but it was perfectly done. I mean, that's why you look at it. I mean, who would say when a fire's at people's backs and the highway's open and you block people in? I don't know how you do that.
But it's also shown a lot of the people on the front line, as far as the first responders, that leadership and upper management, they may not be on the same page. So if anything's put a big spotlight on this thing about it, is that people have to start looking out for the people and for themselves, you know?
It's unfortunate. But let's elaborate. You have a hurricane with 70, 80 mile an hour winds, dry, news admitting mass fires, and the main managers go to Honolulu for a party. That's negligent right there, extreme negligence. They've got to go to jail so other managers don't think, hey, a hurricane's hitting us. We got dry stuff. They're predicting massive fires. I'm going to go party in a hotel on the next island. It's insane. And then whoever gave the orders, it's hard to believe they gave orders this bad because it's so perfect. That's what the locals are saying at the city council meetings and everything. They're saying it's so perfect. It's so screwed up because you're locked in a town. The fire's behind you. The cops are told, sorry, I'm told to keep you from going. If I was a cop and fire is rushing, they said 100 yards away, buildings are burning down and you don't let people out? I don't know how it's bizarre.
One thing to think about on the law enforcement side, and these officers, in a normal situation when a power line goes down, you do want to protect that area. It's a dangerous for a vehicle to go through a potentially powered up power line area. The problem is that happened in several locations, two or several locations on that front street, as I understand. And because it happened, the both law enforcement officers did the same thing they would normally do with a power line down. They redirected traffic and they pushed people back into the fire. They didn't know, and they weren't communicating between each other. This is what I understood. So it wasn't like somebody shut down the exit paths on purpose. They were just following what their normal procedure would be and not using common sense that would say, hey, this is the only
way. Yeah, I see 200-foot flames 100 yards away. I'm going to follow orders and not let people through.
Right. It doesn't add up. Eventually that was changed or fixed.
Well, there's one of the individuals who we know personally who actually confronted the cop because he drove on the side of the road, went around the traffic that was backed up for like an hour and a half, confronted the cop, said, hey, of all places that you parked your car, you're parking where the power lines are not. It's the only exit out. Move your car.
Yeah.
At that point, the guy saw that the crowd was actually starting to come up against him.
Right.
He moved his vehicle. The cop moved his vehicle. He was the first one through. And then traffic, whatever was behind it, was starting to move. But the problem is a lot of people that got backed up in this traffic turned around, went the other way.
They bailed from their vehicles also.
It's the complexity of industrial society. It's great. We have running water. We have toilets. We have antibiotics. But it makes it really perilous. Gentlemen, we only got a minute left or 2 minutes left. Each one of you closing comment, plug website. Some people support. What do we do?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I put a page just for personal planning. If you go to srp24.com/prepare, that's just a good site, an area to get some of your stuff put together. There's no affiliate links on it. I just, for us, it's just the stuff that we use, right? And the main thing that I can honestly say is just get your family prepared, get organized, be a part of a community of either be a CERT, get CERT certified, know what's going on your local level, and get involved. Get involved with the, you know, see what the emergency plan is for your city, for your county, you know, for the state. Get familiar with those things. Get familiar with alternate routes. If something goes down, which way are you going to use that you're going to get out of that area without having to use main thoroughfares? And that may be like a river basin, another area.
Have an escape plan. Have an escape plan.
Absolutely.
So for me, I just want to thank you. 1 month out, here you are bringing this topic back up again. And I think that if you can talk to the colleagues that you work with across the aisle and say, we've got to keep this relevant for the Maui people, I think that's important. So as we move forward, your continued attention on this is so important.
Oh, we're not going to forget about Lahaina. We're not going to forget about those because this is administrative mass murder through incompetence or by deliberate stuff. And the good news is they're rejecting Oprah and Bill Gates and all their crap. $1,000 a night FEMA at the Four Seasons owned by Bill Gates. People see through it. God bless you, gentlemen. Give us updates as this develops. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, gentlemen. Steve and Sam. All right. I'm going to end this hour. We got a guest host coming up. I'm going to do a few more minutes after this with some other stories we haven't hit, and then the guest host is going to take over. And I got to go see Owen right after I get off here. I love Owen so much. He's such a man. He's so good. Like he's like it's Boy Scouts. Like this is like the archetypal you think of an FBI agent would be in the 50s. And they're trying to put him in jail next week. I got to go talk to him and say, what do you want me to do? Because, you know, it's just they're all in the news. They're just thirsty for his blood. So I got to do that as well. Owen comes up in 1 hour. Infowars.com/show the war room. Jay Dyer is ready. I'll do 5 more minutes. Stay with us.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.